WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. An online petition calling for the voluntary or forced departure of Kirbyville CISD Superintendent Tommy Wallace, the former Bryan superintendent, was closed Friday night.
The unidentified author stopped collecting signatures after many of the 1,300 were submitted from outside the Kirbyville district. The author called on those in the Kirbyville district to circulate written petitions and attend school board meetings. For those outside the district, the author called on them to contact the Kirbyville School Board and the Texas Education Agency. Wallace is in his third month as Kirbyville superintendent when his high school principal resigned and committed suicide. The two-day petition drive also followed the resignations of the high school assistant principal and junior high principal. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Summer is here, which can mean higher utility bills for most of us, but there are ways to save if you're a College Station utility customer. Energy coordinator Pat McIntyre on our show says you can receive their Energy Back 2 rebate if you replace your existing AC with a high-efficiency AC.
It starts out at 15 SEER. Is the first tier of eligibility. That pays $500. 16 is 6. 17 is 7.
Mm-hmm.
18 plus is $800. That's our most popular rebate. That's something that we're starting to see a lot of activity this time of year.
McIntyre says other rebate options include the connective thermostat rebate and the LED lighting program, which is available to students and renters.
It's an annual thing, so you can do $20 worth of LED bulbs a year. Pays $2 an LED bulb. Send it in with your receipt, and it's a credit on your utility bill.
Visit cstx.gov/energy for more information. For the first time in history, the Texas A&M Police Department welcomes two canine officers to the force.
We have Jackie and Tyson. Jackie is a Belgian Malinois, and Tyson's a German Shepherd. Both of them are 2 years old.
Lieutenant Bobby Richardson says the dogs and their officers trained in California for 6 months last year, where they completed a 280-hour mobile odor detection course.
They're going to be able to recognize components in like explosive devices. So that's we're pretty excited about that with all the crowds that come to campus and the large events we hold.
Richardson says Jackie and Tyson were given to the department by A&M Regent Tony Busby and 12th Man Foundation Board of Trustee John D. Schiller through the nonprofit organization Canines for Cops. Pictures of the dogs are online at WTAW.com. Voting is now open for Best of the Brazos Valley 2017. Caitlin Curbelo says there are over 140 categories in this year's poll.
We've got a ton of new restaurants, like a ton. And then I think on our best new business category, because those are the two really coveted spots, you know, a lot of stuff going on there, whether that's Amazing Lash Studio, Urban Bricks Pizza, Health South Rehabilitation Hospital. There's a lot of really great things that are coming to the Brazos Valley, and we want you guys to vote on them.
Curbelo says there are multiple ways to vote, but the quickest is by going online to bestofthebrazos.com. Voting ends July 5th at midnight. WTAW news time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 70 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News, it's brought to you by BCR Realtors. We'll take one more look at your local headlines at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors assisted my wife and I in the sale of our home, and they were an expert in all phases of contract representation. They provided market insights, which allowed us to list the home and sell it in record time. And with Bryan College Station's continually changing market, BCR continues to keep all of our rental properties 100% rented and at the maximum rental rate. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure? Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you, then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time, 822-5756, or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Good morning, it's 810, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, Skyline Communications 775-2929. Here you are.
Showers and thunderstorms will be developing today. Temperatures going to reach 85. Some of the storms later today may produce heavy downpours. Showers and thunderstorms will die out during the evening. Lingering cloudiness overnight, 70 to 75. It'll become partly sunny tomorrow, though we may see a passing shower or thunderstorm. Highs 85 to near 90. Sunshine and warm for Wednesday. Highs will approach 90 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. It's 8:10. Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Mark Price, who's the chief appraiser for the Brazos CAD, will be in at 8:35 to tell you why your taxes are too high.
No. Yeah.
And no, he won't take protests over the phone, and he won't fix it today. But if you're not happy with the amount that you're paying in your property taxes, then he'll talk about that a little bit, how they come up with those numbers, and what you can do. So, the average person takes 8.5 minutes to memorize what? The answer here is a phone number. What does that mean?
Nobody memorizes phone numbers anymore.
No, it's just right there.
Yeah.
It's in your phone. Okay? Golly.
There's no need for that.
I don't think
you just got to really memorize one phone number that's important just in case you're not around your phone.
That's it. And you know your driver license number. Mm. Okay, you can do that.
I don't know what it's like when they take you into jail or anything, but if they take away your phone, you're going to need a phone number in your head.
You will.
Just
that's
one.
True. That's a good point.
Just one.
Good point. Yeah.
Yep.
So if you look at food packaging, you'd think half the country is allergic to something. I mean, it turns out, according to research from Brigham and Women's Hospital, that just 3.6% of U.S. Americans have food allergies or intolerances. 3.6%.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most common allergens in order would be shellfish, okay, fruit and vegetables, dairy, and then peanuts. And then peanuts.
Which is bizarre because I feel like peanuts, you know, allergies are everywhere.
You hear about it all the time nowadays.
Southwest Airlines started doing pretzels years ago because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers define allergies and intolerances as anything resulting in an adverse reaction to food that would include hives, anaphylaxis, or shortness of breath.
And I guess it makes sense that you feel more aware of peanut allergies because peanuts are in so many things. Mm-hmm. It's not like your classroom needs to be shrimp-free.
Yeah.
Because kids aren't just like bringing clams and mussels to school.
They don't, do
you know?
They?
Only
but,
the real refined
right,
kids.
Right,
yeah.
And so, or, you know, I don't know. But, you know, dairy, I mean, milk is in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, again, long time ago, but one of my kiddos who's now in his 30s was very young, and the doctor said it is amazing. The number that he told me, and again, this was probably in the early 80s,
mm-hmm.
is he said that better than 75% of the white population had a level of lactose intolerance. And he told me 100% of the black population does.
Oh, wow.
Really?
It's just a matter of. And he kind of explained allergies this way, that there's a barrier right there between your nose running, your eyes water, and all that kind of stuff, and where you are when that's not going on. So that barrier's there, and over time, that barrier becomes weaker and weaker and weaker, and eventually it breaks through so that something that you were not having an allergic reaction to years ago, you suddenly start to have it. A reaction.
See, and I feel like I've heard I get the opposite in a way. I had a friend who was allergic to eggs growing up mm-hmm. or at a very young age. And then, you know, they always say, and then he grew out of that allergy.
Okay. And that's sure. Understand.
Like an immunity, I guess.
And a couple of my kids, we had to do the allergy shot thing, okay, where we actually had them tested. Then we would give them the shots. That was fun.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Getting to do that twice a week, you know, that was really cool. But the general methodology at that time was to build up that resistance so that your body didn't respond that way. And they said, you know, when you break that barrier, those are the histamines. That's when your eyes start to water and your nose and all that kind of thing.
Yep.
And also, the other thing that he had mentioned is you just watch when the wind shifts.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm living in Beaumont, first of all, which had enough garbage in the air to do all sorts of things. But you see, when the wind shifts, drive by a pediatrician's office 2 days later and it's full because all this stuff comes blowing through.
Right.
And, for instance, if you have wind that comes from an unusual direction. When I was young, I was, 25 or so, I never had allergy problems. And 1 year, the wind came up for a long time from the southwest. Well, that blew in pollen from other parts of the state or Mexico that we didn't have around here. And I had a horrible spring because of that.
That's like how it's been this year. I don't know if it's because of the strange wind blowing from a certain direction or anything, but this year I've never had allergy problems really ever. But this year has been horrible. My nose is just now getting to where it's like a normal nose.
Well, and I'm sure that there'll be talk about this because we're having a kind of a wet start to June. How does that change things for people who have airborne allergies?
Hopefully not too bad.
But it's, I find it interesting. 3.6% is all we're talking about. And, and we're having this discussion about what allergies are. And all right. So this is on Facebook. It's somewhat interesting. Put your keys, your car keys, beside your bed at night. If you hear a noise outside your home or someone's trying to get into your house, just press the panic button.
Set your alarm off.
On your key fob. The alarm will go off. The horn will continue to sound until you either you turn it off or the car battery dies. Makes you real popular with your neighbors, too, just saying. It's a security alarm system that you probably already have and requires no installation. So test it.
Yeah.
Okay? It will go off from almost any place inside your house.
Really?
Yep. Now, I don't know. I've never tested that.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I just wonder.
After a few seconds, all the neighbors will be looking out their windows, though, to see what's going on, and that is enough, clearly, to make sure that a criminal does not hang around.
Huh.
If you keep your key fob, your car key fob would also be useful for an emergency, like a heart attack or something like that, where you can't reach a phone. For example, an elderly person could have their keys with them when they go outside to read or get the paper, and if they fall, then they can activate their car alarm.
It's kind of like a life alert.
Yeah, exactly, like a life alert situation. So there you go. Your key fob may be worth something like that, or if you don't remember where you parked your car, then you can hit the panic button, and you can find it, thank God.
I'd be lying if I said that I hadn't done that once, at least before.
Okay.
Here's my bonehead blonde move of the week.
Okay.
I locked my keys and my phone inside the car yesterday.
Oh, you hate that.
And I don't have a landline at my house.
Sure, right.
So now I'm thinking, how the heck am I?
Did you suddenly
my wallet.
Did you feel
everything.
Suddenly completely helpless?
Oh, completely. Yeah. And luckily on my laptop, which was at my house, I have access. You can iMessage people or you can FaceTime people.
All right.
So thank goodness. My parents are in Baltimore.
Okay,
I feel totally alone. My roommate's not at home. And I was like, what did people do before cell phones? What is going on? So luckily I was able to make contact via computer, but man, it was an ordeal. Let me tell you.
Well, did you OnStar or did you have to get somebody to come
over?
I
ended up doing Papa Lock.
Okay,
my parents won't be back in. They have a spare, and they won't be back in town till this afternoon. Okay. And I just couldn't survive that long.
They got those little boxes with magnets that you can put a key in.
I know.
Think about that.
I know. I should.
Well, and again, it may never happen again.
Right, but lesson learned. Mm-hmm. I always have a backup plan.
Yeah, and it's, because it's like 60 bucks or something like that to get your car popped open. And,
and it takes all, and the tools that they use, you could find in your garage.
I know.
Really? Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Someone did text in, except everyone ignores car alarms now.
It's a very true point.
Which is true. But, in the middle of the night, it's at least going to scare off a criminal, I would think.
That would be a different situation.
Right.
Generally,
they don't want attention drawn to them in those situations. Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, daylight, and you're in a parking lot, and somebody turn that damn thing off.
Exactly.
I'm not going to go look.
Springing into action.
Nobody's springing into action. Kind of a neat story here. Brush fire on the side of the road in Phoenix at a freeway, and didn't burn for long thanks to the help of an unlikely hero. Jared Oyton is a carpet cleaner who was on his way home from a job when he spotted a fire burning on the side of the road. He thought, boy, I wish I could help. Wait a minute, I got a van here that's got water in it because I'm a carpet cleaner. He pulled over and went to work, sprayed it down. By the time the fire crews got there, the flames were out. So just happened to be a carpet cleaner dude coming by who had water in the back of his truck.
Nice.
Yeah. The Secret Service relaxing its drug policy for potential hires as its new director laid out a plan to grow the agency's roster by more than 3,000 in the coming years. The change to the drug policy, which went into effect in the past month, is an acknowledgement that marijuana is more prevalent in today's society, officials said, and that will allow for a younger generation of applicants, many of whom that have experienced or experimented with the drug when they were teenagers, access to the hiring process. Secret Service will no longer disqualify an applicant who has used marijuana more than a certain number of times, instead of potentially allowing the candidate who admits to using the drug, taking into consideration the time between his or her last use and his application with the agency. So some of those people may be able to
I think with legality in certain states, that just makes sense.
And again, it has become more prevalent, and there'll probably be more states that'll approve it on some level. Hello.
How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing fine. How are you? How are things at the nuclear power plant? Yeah, go ahead.
Good. You know, you're showing your age right now. You said something about putting a key in a magnetic box.
Yeah.
You forgot the cars have to be made out of metal to be that.
Oh. Find a metal part on your car, wherever that may be.
Good luck.
Not exactly sure where that is. But there are a lot of different situations. There's one I saw where you do a key hide in a in the insert that you do for the if you have a pickup truck for the towing ball.
Okay. In the back there.
That's got a combination on it, so you can store the key in there and you can shove it inside that little slot and you've got that.
Well, talking about my first car, my Ford Explorer earlier, I had the keypad on the outside.
Okay.
So I left my keys in the car 100% of the time. I never took my keys anywhere because I could just use the keypad to get inside. Mm-hmm. Well, talk about habit that you have to break
behavioral
when you
change.
Get your new car.
Yes,
and that's
change.
Not why I did that last night. That was just bonehead move. But yeah, that was a tough habit to get out of, you know, just throwing my keys in the console and then, you know, going off to wherever for the day.
What was convenient ends up being a major problem.
Exactly.
The New Westminster Animal Shelter in New Westminster, British Columbia, Canada, received a very generous donation from the estate of a teacher and animal lover. And the thing that's unusual about it is the late Daryl Muntz never even visited the shelter. Now the Westminster Animal Shelter, grateful anyway because of his $275,000 donation. He requested that the shelter use $115,000 for animal enrichment, like toys and treats and special training sessions. He asked if $55,000 go toward animals needing excessive veterinary care, and the $55,000 be used to help low-income pet owners with vet bills and a program to neuter feral cats. So, you know, that's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. Those are things that fall within the purview of what an animal shelter would do. But again, $275,000 donation.
Cool.
Always proves, be nice to everybody.
Everybody.
Yep. 823.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or want an outlet moved to a more convenient location? Maybe you have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For everything from simple fixture replacement to expansive remodeling projects, you can count on Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to gilmoreelectricexpress.com.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
fair-minded ravens. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Humans aren't the only species with a sense of fairness. Researchers report in the journal Animal Behavior that ravens remember people who have treated them unfairly, even just once. University of Vienna cognitive biologist Jörg Maaßen says the birds were trained to exchange bread for pieces of cheese.
And for ravens, cheese is much better than bread.
When faced with new trading partners, some gave them the cheese while others kept the cheese and ate it themselves. 2 days later, the ravens preferred to interact with those who had treated them fairly, avoiding the cheats.
And then we tested them later on once again after a month, and we can then show that they can remember that at least for a month.
Maaßen says, like us, ravens have complex social lives, so it makes sense to remember who they can trust. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The World Bank says global growth will hit a 7-year high of 2.9% next year, but it warned of risks. Stabilized commodity prices are allowing Brazil, Russia, Nigeria, and other major emerging markets to pull out of a 2-year slump, while growth in the U.S. and Europe is also picking up. But the World Bank says a buildup of emerging market debt, notably in China, risks jeopardizing growth around the world. Tencent has become China's top investor in the U.S. tech sector, with stakes in ventures ranging from gaming to space tourism. China's most valuable listed company, with a market cap of $328 billion, wants to remain ahead of the ideas and products coming out of Silicon Valley, whether it's electric cars or asteroid mining. Toyota has sold its stake in Tesla, formally ending a partnership between the car makers. The Japanese car maker declined to say when the transaction occurred or how much Toyota made from the sale. On Wall Street, futures indicating a lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you run a business, even a one-person shop, don't think your risk of cybercrime is lower just because you're smaller. Kim Commando with your Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Small businesses make 3 major mistakes that put their entire operation at an even higher risk of being victimized by an online attack. First, don't assume that your computer's firewall is enough to keep hackers out. The vast majority of data breaches occur when an unwitting employee opens a malicious email attachment and infects every computer on the system. So don't open email attachments from senders you don't know. Second, common passwords are easy to guess. Complex passwords are better. Use entire phrases as your password, such as, "My first car was red." Then add some numbers and symbols, and you have a hard-to-guess password. Finally, if you back up all your data at least once a day, you have nothing to fear from a ransomware attack. So avoid these 3 critical mistakes, and your business and data will be safe. All the tech news is updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
The Commando dash cam does what a lot of dash cams don't do. It comes with GPS and helpful driver warnings, including lane departure and forward collision alert. It also helps keep a digital recording of accidents and encounters with other people. The Commando dash cam's wide lens captures the entire road on HD video. Everything you need comes in the box, including a 1-year warranty. You won't find this kind of technology at a better price. Go to shop.commando.com. That's shop.commando.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. More than four inches of rain measured at Easterwood Airport over the weekend, and a chance today as well. Amazing and great were two words to describe the response to an online petition calling for the departure of former Bryan School Superintendent Tommy Wallace from his current position.
But the petition's author deleted it on Friday night because many of the 1,300 signatures were from outside Kirbyville CISD. That included signatures from Bryan, College Station, New York, and New Zealand. The author urged those outside the district to contact the Kirbyville School Board and the Texas Education Agency. And the author called on Kirbyville residents to circulate paper petitions and take a stand at future school board meetings. The online petition followed the suicide of the Kirbyville High School principal and the resignations of the high school assistant principal and junior high principal. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan man arrested last weekend at his home with 11 children and four adults inside spent 3 days in jail before being released on bond. 32-year-old Paul Sims Jr. was charged with possessing crack cocaine and $780 in an unlocked safe. The arrest followed a search by the Bryan Police Department's Special Investigation Division. According to the arrest report, CPS was called to the home due to the number of children and what was described as the untidy condition of the home. College Station utility customers have a few options to save money on their bill each month. Energy coordinator Pat McIntyre says one option is the connective thermostat rebate.
It's a thermostat that's Wi-Fi compatible and also has to be programmable. It's similar to our LED lighting rebate where you it's a credit on your utility bill and you purchase the thermostat, send in the purchase receipt. You can either drop it by Crank Tap. You can email it to me through the website. You can bring it by 1601 a gram, or you can mail it in snail mail.
As McIntyre mentioned while visiting with Scott on our show, another option is their LED lighting program, but their most popular rebate is their Energy Back 2.
It's a rebate for replacing your existing AC with a high-efficiency AC.
For more information on ways to conserve energy and save on your monthly bill, go online to cstx.gov/energy. We all have our favorites, your favorite restaurant, salon, or auto shop. Now it's time to prove your loyalty and vote for your favorites for Best of the Brazos Valley 2017.
It's to show who's the best of the best. You know, it means that your business or you have convinced thousands, if not tens of thousands of people to vote for you because of, you know, customer service and really, you know, hard work.
Caitlin Curbelo says voting is open now through July 5th for 143 categories.
We've got a lot of new categories this year, one including freestanding emergency room, because we've gotten a lot of those.
Curbelo says you can vote by paper ballot at participating locations, text message, or by going online to bestofthebrazos.com. And in case you were looking for the Infomaniacs, we are under the category for best personality on the radio. Reveille is not the only famous canine on campus these days.
Everyone, the public, just loves the dog. They are like our superstar.
Texas A&M Police Lieutenant Bobby Richardson is talking about Jackie and Tyson, the first two canine officers in the history of the department. Both dogs and their officers completed a mobile odor detection course, which allows them to recognize components in explosive devices. Richardson says they've used these types of canines before in the past for big events on campus like Aggie football games.
We had to rely on other agencies and jurisdictions, so lots of times for the football games, we would have dogs from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. They would come up from Houston, so there's no dogs with these skills in this area within about a 100-mile radius.
Richardson says both dogs were given to the department through the nonprofit organization Canines for Cops, which pays for the training and placement of canine officers. You can see pictures online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 70 degrees. You can text us any time of the day at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards & More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Make it a baker's dozen. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 13 years in a row. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at any of our three College Station locations, or order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered right to your door. Head to BlueBaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters. Now with easy online ordering and delivery at BlueBaker.com.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's 8:36. The weather is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are the numbers.
Showers and thunderstorms will be developing today. Temperatures going to reach 85. Some of the storms later today may produce heavy downpours. Showers and thunderstorms will die out during the evening. Lingering cloudiness overnight, 70 to 75. It'll become partly sunny tomorrow, though we may see a passing shower or thunderstorm, highs 85 to near 90. Sunshine and warm for Wednesday, highs will approach 90 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
836, looking at the weather right now. Most all of it is offshore, quite a bit over in the Golden Triangle, and there's some over in northeast Houston. Of course, the Aggies playing baseball there at noon today, so they're hoping the weather doesn't upset that world too much. It's talking about upsetting your world. Your tax statement comes and your world gets upset. So we have Mark Price in annually to talk about that from the Appraisal District. Good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Let's talk first of all about, I don't know, are we seeing more, fewer? How many people have been in touch with you about their taxes?
Right now we're running about the same as we were last year. But the postmark date is the key date, so there's still a lot in the mail yet to come.
Sure. Let's explain a little bit, first of all, about how you're able to, what components are taken into an account when you decide what a piece of property is worth.
Well, we have to value the land and then the improvements that's on the land. We'll divide up the county into smaller neighborhoods, maybe not a neighborhood like you think of, but homogeneous type properties, so it could be three of what you might consider a neighborhood to be in that grouping. And we look at the sales that are in the area, and we look to see where our values are based on those sales.
Sure. Now, and you mentioned this, and that's something that people need to take into account, is actually within your neighborhood, your neighbor across the street or a block down may actually be in a different structure than you are.
They could be, and we're starting to see a lot of that with the, a lot of the conversation you've heard about, say the Aggie Shacks is a good example. If there's a handful of those in a neighborhood, we'll take those and put them in their own neighborhood and separate them from the existing homes that are over there. That way the influence that they have on the neighborhood is applied to those type of structures rather than the single-family homes.
So generically, that's the answer that you give this person who says, hey, I've lived in my house for 15 years, and somebody came and tore down a bunch of houses and built new ones, and now my values are going up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are cases where that does happen still.
That is correct. And it's going to still going to, you're going to see an influence on the land values, and that's what we're seeing a lot of this year, the land values increasing.
Mark Price joining us from the Appraisal District. At some point, is it fair to say that that's artificial as well? Because I know both cities are working hard now to not have tear downs and rebuilds, but land value is what land value is. Is it somewhat artificial on some level?
Well, what we're required to do is value the property at what we consider the market value. And we're audited every other year by the comptroller. They look at our values, and the year they don't look at the values, they look at our procedures and policies. So we're required to be within 95 and 105% of what they deem market value for our county at. So that's where we need to be. And the other component to that is the tax rate, and the tax rate is set by the taxing entities.
He wants to say that again so that people understand that the taxing entities are the ones who set the tax rate. But that's only part of the equation. An elected official could say, hey, I didn't raise your taxes,
right,
but yet the amount of the tax goes up.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to do with, again, the land and the improvements.
That's correct.
So if you're not happy with this, if you've never gone through this process before, you're going, man, this thing went up 23%. And by the way, because of, we'll talk about being online, it makes it a lot easier for you to see. But if they are not happy, what do they need to do?
They need to file a protest, and the deadline to file a protest is in the first wave is passed. We still have some that are out. I think June 23rd is the next deadline. But look and see, find similar properties that are in your neighborhood, comparable to your home, and talk to a realtor, find out what those properties sold for. That's the best evidence that we can find to determine what your value is.
So now, do they show up at your office on Briarcrest? Do they make an appointment? How does that work?
They will be, once they're protested, and we have a lot of those right now, they'll receive a letter in the mail that tells them when they can come in, when their hearing is scheduled. When they come in, they will they'll go sit down with one of our staff appraisers, and our staff appraisers will show them the information that they use to value their home. If they can resolve it at that point, they sign off and go on home. If not, they go to what we call a formal hearing, which is still a fairly informal process, but you sit before some members of the community. They don't work for us. I'm not allowed to communicate with them about property under protest or anything like that. And they listen to the district's information. They listen to and they hear the property owner's information, and they determine what the value should be.
So now that's your appraisal review board. That's who those
yes,
people
sir.
Are?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
How many people we got on that approximately?
I think we currently have 7.
Okay. So again, bring physical evidence that you have that you can bring them. But is it fair to say that just because the appraisal review board decides to change something, the appraisal district may not do that, and then when it's all said and done? Are there cases where that happens?
In what way?
Well, in that if you go in, you say, I think this should be worth $150,000, and you've got it at $190,000, whatever, and then the appraisal review board agrees with you, is the appraisal district bound to go by what the appraisal review board says?
We are, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And if a property owner is not happy with what the appraisal review board determines, they can file suit and go to district court and see if they can resolve it there.
Okay. And again, if you're not comfortable with this process, it's certainly something that you can do, and these are your neighbors. They live in the same zip code you do. But there are professionals who can also help you with that too, right?
That is correct. You can hire someone, but there's a lot of people have a lot of success coming in, you know, by themselves, representing themselves, and again, show us the sales data that they have. We don't have it all, and a lot of times we don't get in these homes. So if you have a cracked slab, if there are condition issues in your home, and you have the cost to cure that, bring that in, and we always take a look at that.
Sure.
Make sure you have a homestead exemption on your property. Don't pay anybody to get you that homestead. It costs nothing. You can come into our office. We'll give you a piece of paper. We'll even help you fill it out. But there are companies out there that are doing mass mailings right now, and they'll charge you $50 to file your homestead application. That's totally unnecessary.
Okay, that's new and different for somebody, so let's take a minute to talk about the homestead exemption.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
It means if you have a homestead exemption on your property, it's $25,000 off the total value before the tax rate is applied to it. So, and that was increased, I believe, at the last legislative session, took it from $10,000 to $25,000.
Okay, so if they want some more information, what's your phone number, your website, and where is the
979-774-4100 is our phone number, and brazoscad.org is
okay.
Our website.
Okay, and they're on Briarcrest, just down from the Eagle, right?
Yes, sir.
All right,
yes,
Mark
sir.
Price here this morning. Thanks for coming in this
yes,
morning.
Yes, sir, no problem.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Make it a Baker's Dozen. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 13 years in a row. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at any of our three College Station locations, or order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered right to your door. Head to BlueBaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters, now with easy online ordering and delivery at BlueBaker.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:45. I did something I've never done before. Is I knocked my keyboard on the floor.
Oh, is that what that was?
That's what it was, and it knocked the batteries out, and so I had to.
That's fine.
And then it's got the little standy up deal on the keyboard, and I broke that. Man. Okay, so anyway, so we'll fix that. All I know is Tom Turbyville's right around the corner after this phone call. Hello.
Hi. I understand is Elba, I'm sorry, Long Beach State, they're playing TU and not Tennessee. Is that correct?
That's
correct.
Yeah,
yes.
That's correct.
Texas.
That's correct. Yeah,
thank
okay.
you.
Yep.
What time?
All right, fine. Here we go. The colors are the same.
Yeah.
There are some, they both have big football stadiums.
Yeah.
But that's it. Okay. And once again, the game that ended at 3:30 in the morning. Can you imagine what that must have been like?
I thought there were like time limits on like how late you could play.
I did too. I was quite surprised to find out that wasn't the case. At least up in Arkansas. Well, what else you got to do in Arkansas, right?
Right?
True.
Yeah,
true.
You know, it's not like you have a dentist appointment today.
Oh man.
It was a decade or so ago when I was invited to a reunion down in Navasota that I'll never forget. A reunion of former, I mean really, really former, broadcasters of WTAW. Back in the infant years of our station, when it aired out of the YMCA building at A&M and then the administration building. Dick Bolin, Conrad Behring Jr., Tom Gernay, and John Holman. They're all gone now, but the memories I was able to capture from that reunion are still precious ones. Dick Bolin even brought along some old vinyl records of their WTAW broadcast that I could not play until I was able to find a turntable that played 78 RPM. Well, I eventually found one, and we were able to hear treasures like this.
College Station, Texas, April 24th, 1947. Dick Bolin talking. Perry Como is going to be a judge in Sammy Kaye's 1947 search for the best amateur band leader in the land. The contestants have been graded for many consecutive weeks, and finals will be held in Carnegie Hall on June 30th. Regional winners will travel to New York from the West, Midwest, South, and East, all expenses paid, to compete for the national title and $1,000 in cash. And that's the music news till now.
Dick Bolin passed away in 2013, but I'm so grateful that I was able to meet him and visit with him and talk about those days in the mid-1940s, how much he enjoyed doing radio on WTAW from the A&M campus.
Well, I remember it as something that, for me, relieved the strong, hard military life of the time on the campus. It was a way I got a break to do something different, completely out of this world. One night, John Rosser called me from Dallas, and I was a freshman in my dorm, so it was pretty hard to get to a phone in those days. But they called and said, there's a phone call for you. So I went, and he called. He says, you're going to do the Texas Farm and Home program tomorrow morning at 6. I had never done it before, and it originated, as you know, in the YMCA building in those days. At the time, we were sharing time with KTBC in Austin, and we had very little, and they had a lot.
Dick Belin even recalled putting a great group from Rhodes Perry live on the radio.
I handled the Sunday morning program from 8:30 to about 10, I think. And the feature of that, regular live feature, was the Rhodes Chapel Singers, who came from Rhodes, Rhodes Perry. And they always showed up at 15 minutes before airtime, and they had written down a list of the names of their songs. And I knew them by heart, and I knew the people, and they were good singers. They made their living going around doing weddings and funerals and everything else in the community there. Always enjoyed that.
After A&M, Conrad Behring was the news director at KFDM in Beaumont. But he remembers one time when Vox Pops, it was a talk show out of Houston. They came to College Station to do their show. That was a big-time deal.
The father of all talk shows, radio, television, was a fellow by the name of Parks Johnson. And he, they were living in Houston, had on KTRH a program called Vox Pop, Voice of the People. And it was the first time radio had been taken out on the street and they interviewed people. And when the war came along, and he said, you know, if you could get us an invitation, we'd like to bring the program. By them, it was the top program on CBS at night. We would like to bring Vox Pop to A&M. So they came on May the 5th, 1942, and put on a terrific show interviewing Aggies.
We're not through with this look back. No, next Bravo Brazos Valley, we'll hear more from the late old-timers of WTAW. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Wow, that makes me feel young. That's great. Man, people around before me. That's before I was born. I mean, that Dick Bolin guy. That's, all right, good. Okay, so are you a Facebook stalker? Nearly everyone has indulged in that secret satisfaction that comes with spying on the life that no longer has anything to do with you.
Sure.
In fact, a study from the University of Western Ontario shows 88% of Facebook users fessed up to spending time creeping on somebody else's profile. Why do we do it?
I mean, wait, only 88%?
That's what they said. That's what they said.
So 12% are liars?
Exactly.
Because that's what Facebook is.
Exactly. It's a stalking mechanism.
Yeah. Well, one of the researchers explained that even if we broke something off, we want to fundamentally believe that no one can replace us, okay? It's an ego thing. We want affirmation that we're valued or a good person, so we're hoping that without us there, things are going to be a little bit sadder, and they may suffer more for it. There you are. Okay, it's all about us.
Oh, this is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your...
Now, you see, dog it. Hang on. That's me and my bouncy computer keyboard. All right, here we go.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Hospice Brazos Valley is the only nonprofit hospice and the only hospice with an inpatient care facility in the area. Hospice Brazos Valley features spacious private rooms to support short-term patient stays, providing a private personal facility to embrace your loved ones. Patients receive 24-hour specialized care delivered by certified healthcare professionals, including active treatment, frequent assessments, and skilled interventions for all aspects of life. Hospice Brazos Valley's inpatient facility. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
About 6 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. When was the last time we had a Lindsay Lohan story?
Ooh, it's been a while.
It has. Well, Lindsay is launching her own jewelry line.
Okay.
That, according to New York Post Page 6 gossip column, the often in trouble star has been rehabbing her image while living abroad, posted several shots of herself on a yacht in Cannes, captioning hashtag Lohan Jewelry.
Ooh.
Her rep would only hint that something is in the works, so we'll see how that works out.
All right.
Now, this is okay. Now, like Wonder Woman, I don't know, I got the numbers here, like monster numbers.
Oh, okay.
Movie theater this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. Gal Gadot, right? That's the person?
Gal, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Gal Gadot, right. Okay, so People Magazine says the movie star Gal Gadot, as the warrior princess, is now going to also have a jewelry collection.
Oh.
Now, it is sold exclusively at Walgreens.
Oh.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah. And there's also going to be a
jewelry
makeup.
Jewelry for the masses.
And there's going to be a makeup line as well.
Okay.
Exactly. So there's the Benefit Cosmetics.
Take that, CVS.
Right. Love, Truth, and Beauty, selling for $49.
Oh.
The Luxy Beauty Wonder Woman face brush set for $95.
Wait, at Walgreens?
Yeah, yeah, that's what it says.
That's expensive.
Well, it is. But the idea is, as you said, kind of getting to the masses.
I don't know about that.
High dollar fare for Walgreens.
I mean, Walgreens is usually a little bit, you know, those stores are usually a little pricier than what you can get at, like, the bigger grocery stores because of the convenience.
Sure.
But it's not a place that I would go buy jewelry.
Well, no, you wouldn't think so. But anyhow, we'll see how that works out.
But I'm only one person.
I like the idea that they are trying to reach out to
yeah,
the
sure.
people.
Yeah, sure. There we
there.
Go.
All right. A study says people eat more the more entertaining the TV is that they watch.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Face that wherever you
what
want.
What are you well, watching, man?
It's not exactly like you're going to go and sit down in television and watch bad TV and eat.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah. You figure it's good, so you're going to go ahead and bring another part of your lifestyle in,
sure.
which would be eating.
Just also, bring the whole bag over.
Sure. The Food Network can make you really hungry.
Well, that's it, yeah. That's, well, and do you feel better? Well, or how it's made? Is it, no, not how it's made. What's the other? With Mark, what's his name?
Oh, yeah,
Mark
yeah.
Summers.
Unwrapped.
Yeah,
Mark unwrapped.
Summers Unwrapped, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're doing that, and they show all that food, and so, of course, because after all, as you're watching them take 3 tons of cream cheese and pour it into something and put chocolate syrup on top of it, you got to watch that until you figure out what it's going to be.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kia, Sara, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Watercrest at Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
About 3 minutes till, or 2 minutes till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. In October, United Airlines will launch the longest direct flight leaving U.S. America with an 18-hour flight from Los Angeles to Singapore.
Whew.
Cool thing about this, the return flight is that you will cross so many time zones that you will land before you left.
Oh, whoa.
Yes, wow. It's the land before you left.
So bizarre.
It's like time travel.
Yeah, something like that. So, Glenn Frey from the Eagles got the idea for the song Life in the Fast Lane when his drug dealer used that phrase for the way they were driving. That's how they did it. Okay. Isaac Newton was the first person to recognize that a rainbow was divided into 7 distinct colors.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Lobster wasn't always considered a delicacy.
Okay.
Before the late 1800s, lobster actually were called the cockroaches of the sea.
Ooh, and, that makes it just sound gross.
And fed, well, and you consider, I mean, would you eat at a place called Red Cockroach?
No.
Red
Cockroach. Yeah. But we've got great biscuits.
Yeah, exactly. Put a little chili, cheese
maybe,
in the biscuits.
Maybe with those biscuits, I'd still eat them. Yeah.
In Florida, a guy broke into a car, stole a woman's purse. Investigating officers discovered that the thief had made several purchases with a woman's credit card. One of those purchases was an item that had to be special ordered, axles for his Honda. The dealership called him when they came in, and the police were waiting for him when he got there. See, things balance
That'll
out.
That'll do it.
Yep. On this date in 1783, the first public demonstration of a hot air balloon, the unmanned balloon, rose 1,500 feet and traveled 7,500 feet before it landed.
Wow.
That was probably
unmanned.
Pretty amazing back then.
Yeah,
you would want to be unmanned. Elvis Presley on the Milton Berle Show on TV for the first time in 1956. And Robert F. Kennedy was shot at the Ambassador Hotel, Los Angeles, California, 1968. All right, we're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station. Brian.